Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Terry Savage joins us a little early today. I appreciate you making time for us, Terry. Were you watching the Billy Joel special the other night when CBS cut it right in the middle of Piano Man?
No. How could they do that?
I don't know. They're going to re-air it. I just thought since your walk-up music is a Billy Joel song, maybe.
Exactly. I love Billy Joel, and I wasn't watching that, though. But I read all about how, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Okay, before we get to credit card debt, because I know that's on terrysavage.com, this person sent in a question about an hour and a half ago, so maybe we should get to that first.
Okay.
Terry, my daughter is turning 19 next week, and for her birthday, she wants a Roth IRA started in her name. How would I go about doing that, and what is a good amount to start? And then she commented, that generation is scared to death of death.
Well, that's really wonderful. But if she's not working and if she doesn't have earned income, she cannot have a Roth IRA. So we'll start with that. You could start. Now, then saving in a young adult's name gets a little tricky if they're not qualified for an IRA by having earned income. Either traditional IRA or a Roth requires earned income. So if she was working and had a summer job and maybe made $1,400, let's say, this summer, you could say, if you save $200, I'll give you $1,200 toward your Roth IRA, because the max she could put in would be $1,400, even though the max for 2024 is something like $7,000. But you can only put in up to that level, up to what you earned working. So, but I love that your daughter is trying to save. If she's applying for financial aid, you don't want an account in her name. It'll weigh very heavily against her. But she could buy Series I savings bonds. You can find out how to do that at terrysavage.com. And as soon as she has earned income, go to Fidelity, open up an IRA, make sure she'll have that much earned income this year, put it in the S&P 500 stock index fund, and get her started on something that over the next, what will it be? Probably it'll be about 55 years till she has to take it out, assuming she's about 20 now. So it should really grow if America's still here.
Here's my favorite question of the day. Ask Terry, where do credit card companies get off charging 35% interest?
It's not the fact that they get off charging it. It's the fact that people pay it. I mean, I don't get why people, I mean, I compare it to drugs. I compare it to alcohol. You have to be hooked to do something so horrible to your life, your own life. I've just got two. I couldn't put it all in one column for syndication. So at terrysavage.com, there are two, not one, columns up about credit cards, about finding a credit card that has a low rate, about possibly transferring a balance. But store cards particularly already charge over 30%. But the worst thing in the world, I'll just give you this to think about, Lisa. I just quoted a survey about why people carry the balances and what they buy. Now, you know, if you have an emergency and the refrigerator dies and you got to put it on your credit card and pay it off over 3 or 4 months, I get that. But people go out to dinner and they finance it, and it's down the drain before you get the bill. That's nuts.
Right. Right.
Think about it.
Terry, I'm purchasing a forever home with cash in a month. I'll have money left over. What should I do with it?
Save it, because you're going to need it. Something will come up, the roof, the furnace, some adjustment you want to make. So leave it in a money market account, or you can do short-term treasury bills.
Another, please ask Terry, do we really need gold or precious metals in our portfolio? Does physical gold on hand make any sense?
Physical gold on hand makes sense if you have it on hand in a safe deposit box. And gold is one of those things that you kind of hope that gold won't go up, and it's up over 15% this year, despite the market still, well, we've had a couple of bad weeks here. Gold is a hedge against inflation, and so gold has been pretty, you know, shiny this year. And I always have a little bit of my small percentage of my portfolio in gold on the grounds that it makes you feel better when everything else is falling apart. You go, well, at least I have gold, and it's up.
And the fact that it's up, does that have anything to do with Costco selling $200 million worth of gold?
No, because there are billions of dollars of gold that have been sold to central banks. But how cool that you can buy, what is it, $1.50 hot dog and a gold bar at Costco. And sometimes their prices, they don't adjust them quickly enough. So you can even get a bargain for a few dollars an ounce if you know that the futures market or the cash market, which you could check online, is trading for like $27.50 and they're selling it for $2,600 an ounce. That's a new spread on gold. I have nothing against gold. I've been collecting gold since it was first legal in 1974. So I have some U.S. $20 gold coins safely stored in a bank vault, so don't come after me, that cost $65 an ounce.
Wow. Okay, if you delay taking your Social Security benefits until you turn age 70, do they start in the month of your 70th birthday?
You have to apply in the month before your 70th birthday. Social Security pays a month behind. So your first actual payment will arrive the month after your 70th birthday. So if you were born in May, you would call them up in April and say, yep, I'm turning 70 on, you know, May 9th. And the benefit, and you'll say, I want my benefits to start in May, but your first check will come in June.
This person says, Terry is the best. This is an off-the-wall question. Could you ask Terry if she has heard of any of the people that contacted Social Security about the 10% have heard any response from Social Security?
Yes, yes, and yes, and some haven't. And in fact, I'm in the middle of it with a woman, I'll give you her first name, Jan, who literally went to the Social Security office today because I told her to, because her husband's benefits are being stopped like any minute. And I said, you go over there and you remind them and you tell them. And she just wrote me an email saying, well, that didn't do much good. I said, give me your phone number, give me the office. I have a few connections now. Call if your benefits have been suspended. Call immediately. Keep calling till you get someone. Get their name. Remind them that the commissioner said 10% is the max they can withhold. They should restart your benefits. They should not threaten to take everything. Even if you've made some payments, that's going to come next. You should not have anything taken out except 10%, and your benefits should be restarted immediately. That's the word of the commissioner. And by the way, did you see 60 Minutes? You know, our show, this all started with one of our listeners writing me about Social Security asking her for like $87,000. She's a widow. And I wrote that column and a couple more, and my buddy Larry Kotlikoff wrote about it. I took it to my friends at CBS Chicago, because you know I worked there forever, and they sent it to 60 Minutes for me. And last Sunday night, Anderson Cooper did a follow-up on the story they did in November, showing the Social Security Commissioner citing the report on 60 Minutes and promising that 10%. So don't take any mope's answer at the Social Security office. Keep calling back and demand it.
Because this person said, I called up immediately almost 3 weeks ago. They said it would take a month for me to get any confirmation. I was just wondering if you had heard anything different.
You should get, you know, they don't adjust things like instantaneously. So with your next benefit check, it should come back. And please feel free to post. Go to terrysavage.com. Post on Ask Terry. I won't make those particular questions public. Tell me your story. Tell me what office you went to. Give me your phone number. And I will make a list of those that have already gone, demanded that be no more than 10%. Tell me what office, tell me what date you went, tell me just a little bit about your situation and your phone number, and I will put those on a list and send them to my inside buddy who might be listening to see if they can get this solved faster than 30 days.
Okay, we're in a time crunch, but there's a follow-up to that Roth IRA question.
Okay.
They said the child is now 21, UTAM set up that now hers. You just said no IRA or Roth. What would be a good strategy for about $17,000?
Well, if she's not applying for financial aid and she doesn't have a job yet, I would just put her in that S&P 500 stock index fund. She'll learn the market goes down as well as up. And if she can keep contributing, maybe put half of that in now and spread it out over the next 6 months so she'll never buy at the top. I think. But if as soon as she has income, you take some of that money and move it into an IRA.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can always reach out to her at terrysavage.com. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Coming up next, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.